we're in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, the halachas of Betzias HaPas, we're up to Sif Yud Aleph, we'll be doing Yud Aleph through Yud Gimel. Im hayu shnayim o rabim, if there are two or many, echad mevarech lekulam, one can be motzi everybody, unlike benching, where we do not have one person be motzi, another one in benching, if there are fewer than three, in a bracha rishona, one person can be motzi, another one. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it is even better to have one be motzi the other one, because of baravam. Vidafka heisebu, that is dafka if they are all reclining together. Shuderach keva, that shows that they're really sitting there bikvias, so that one could be motzi the other one. The Rama adds that O balabayas im bnei veiso davake heisebu, that if you have a balabayas with his bnei bayas, they are nigrar acharov, and therefore, even though they're not mesubim, we call this whole thing one kvias. Avalim hayu yoshvim below heseba. What happens if they were sitting and not reclining? Kiven she'enam nikboim yachad, since they were not koveya together, kol echad mevorech liatzmo. Each one makes his own bracha. Meaning, you're not supposed to be motzi somebody else in a birkas hananin unless there's a kvias. What is a kvias? Either everyone is reclining, that shows that they're really there, or they're really there to stay for a while, or it is the balabayas with bnei beiso that the Rama added. Now the Machaber adds another case. The Amru nochal kan obamakom ploni, if they said, you know, let's eat over here. They were kovea makom. Kevin sheichinu makom lachilosin have a keva. Since they set aside a special place for where they're going to eat, that is a kvias. The filibolo haseba, that's even without a haseba. So, going back to the days of Chazal, the way the Machaber and the Rama put it, there are three options. Either Heseba would allow one to be motzi the other one, that they're reclining, or it is a balabayas with bnei beiso, or they said, let's eat here. They, as a group, said, let's eat here. V'ha'idna today, she'ein onu regilin beheseba, we are not used to reclining. Yeshiva didan b'shulchan echad, sitting together with one table, osh, below shulchan, without a table, b'mapa achas, with you spread something out, you spread out a placemat or something, or a sheet on the floor, and everyone's eating off that. That is ma'achid then. V'afil l'bnei chabura k'heseba didhu dami. Even for bnei chabura, it's like the heseba of the olden days. Ula didan afilu kovu makam lachilosan. O balabayis in bnei veso lo mahani elim ken yashu b'shulchan echad b'mapa achas. The way the Magen Avraham learns is halacha. In the days of Chazal, where people didn't sit at one table, kfias was defined by any of three things. Either reclining, or it's a balabayas with bnei beiso, or they said, let's eat over here. Nowadays, where we normally sit at a table, to us, kfias is sitting at the table. If you're not sitting at the table, then balabayas and bnei beiso, or a kfias, come let's eat here, neither of them would make a kfias. So for us, you've got to all be sitting at the table. The Gra disagrees and says that they don't all have to be sitting at the table as long as they're not scattered all over the place. They can be in separate tables, but they should not be scattered all over the place. We're going to see that this is all lechatchila, but b'di'evad your yotze anyway. We'll see that soon. Sif Yud Beis, im hayu rochvim, what if they were riding? V'omru nochal, and they said, let's eat. Afal pi shekol echad ochol mikikro, even though everyone's eating from his own bread, shelo yordu mea behemis, they didn't get off their animals, mitstarfim, kivin she'omdu b'makom echad, because they stopped together. They were riding, and they said, let's stop and eat. So if you have different people, a few people riding on their animals, and they said, we'll stop and eat, that makes a kvias. But what happens if they're just riding together and eating? That wouldn't work. So now comes the question, how about riding and eating in a car? The Mishnah Berurah brings down the question of an agola in a carriage. And his maskana is that is a kvias. And they bring down that a boat is certainly a kvias. So the same thing in a car today, even though the car is driving, you can be somach on it being like an agola, like a wagon, and it is considered a kvias if they're eating together. If they're eating in the field strewn all over the place, but they all share the same time for eating, we do not call that a kfias. Umikikarechad, even though they're sharing the bread. Kevin shalokavu mokum v'ochlim afuzarim enam mitstarfim. Since they're scattered, there is no tziruf. The halacha is that a shamish, the waiter, even though he's walking all over the place, he's always mitzaref because that's the normal way to eat as part of a chabur. Sif yud gimel hechel lo kavu makom damrinim shekal echad marvarach la'atzmo im kiven hamavarach lo tziim v'im niskav no lotzeis yotzu. Here the Mechaber is telling us that what we learned till now was lechatchila b'di'eved, you can be yotza people, even you can be motzi people even without a kvias. Now the Mishtabur brings that there are those who argue with the Mechaber, but the gra is makel like the Shulchan Aruch. The question the Bir Halacha asks is, it says in kiven hamavarach lohotziam v'hiniskav nulatzeis yotzu. Why do we need this halacha here? That's a halacha in all cases, that the mavarach has to have kavanah to be motzi them, and they have to have kavanah to be yotze with him. What changed? So the Bir Halacha, he wants to say that if there's a kvias, the mavarach doesn't need explicit kavanah to be motzi them. Since they're kavua together, it's obvious that he wants to be motzi all of them. Not so when they're scattered, there the halachi is that he has to have specific kavanah to be motzi these people that he's making the bracha for.